this week's episode of Success in Women. I'm Linda.
I'm Andrea.
And today you are in for a treat. We are going to be making bunny cakes. You can do this with your children. You don't even have to have children. You can just do it if you're having company or Easter dinner for something fun and different.
Well, it's something I've never done.
So this is a
lesson for me today, right? But maybe I'll do for Easter.
Anyway, so.
But today is Good Friday.
Yes, and we figured you have a couple of days to get this done, if you would like. And it's a good project for the kids because it is a school holiday on Good Friday. But before we get started, Andrew's got her tip of the week.
Well, it's along the lines of baking. So when you have your flour in a bowl and you have to add, say, a tablespoon of honey or a tablespoon of oil, you just take the back of the spoon and you press it into the flour, and that'll be your perfect tablespoon. And then you just pour the liquid in there. Get it?
Wow.
Yeah, because when you use a tablespoon, you got oil and sticky stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of it doesn't even come off the spoon,
right,
unless you use your finger and
right,
slide it off. This, you just take the back of the tablespoon, press it into the flour, and then you can fill, or a teaspoon if you have to have a teaspoon.
I love that.
Or baking soda, baking powder. Yeah.
That's good.
So I thought that was a good one.
I could have used that this morning when I was making my cakes,
yes,
because I did make the cakes from scratch. But you can
Miss Betty Crocker now.
What can I tell you? I just like to know what the ingredients are.
And the hair.
Yeah, well, I have to do that.
I'm sure everybody's saying,
yeah,
what is she wearing?
Yeah. Well, Easter, pinky, you know, all those nice colors for Easter.
And so, it looks great on you.
Yeah. Anyway, so I did make the cakes in advance. You can use store-bought box mixes if you like. Now, this is what you're going to end up doing, though. You start with two, well, you can start with one if you want to only make one bunny cake, but I'm going to be teaching Andrea how to do this along with you. So now we've got our nice cake, but we have to cut this exactly in half. So what we're going to do is eyeball it.
And Linda's also prepared homemade frosting.
Well,
for the top,
it's not exactly white, so our bunnies are a little bit off color here, which make them even more special.
But we're gonna put coconut on it, so
yeah,
it'll look better.
Yeah. So, does that look? And I'm gonna ask you, Andrew, to eyeball that with me. Does it look like it's pretty close?
Yeah,
to half?
I think it's pretty good.
So you cut it in half. So now that it's in half. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put, see, this is what it's going to look like.
Oh, move the eye. Okay.
Your two halves.
Okay.
We'll go like that. But before we put them like that, we're going to be putting icing in them. And that's going to be the body of the bunny.
Ah.
Yeah. Isn't that
cool,
cute? It's so simple, right? So I'll start with getting some of the icing
on.
I'll pass this on to Andrea to glue hers together with icing.
Oh, I could just see the kitties loving this.
You know, one of the things about making bunny cakes is that they don't have to be absolutely perfect.
No.
And in life, it's not perfect. So, and it doesn't matter that there's some icing oozing out, because we're going to be covering that as well. Now I've already got stuff on my fingers.
This looks good already. Nothing like homemade. I mean, our mothers always made home. My mother,
well, everything.
You know, at those days, they couldn't afford to go buy the cakes or the cupcakes. Everything was homemade. So this is a nice treat, and it doesn't take anything to make a cake.
No, not
You know,
really.
When you think about the box cake, you have to add the eggs,
yes,
you have to add the oil, you have to add, say, the water. Really, what the box cake is flour, baking powder, baking soda, maybe a little bit of salt, and all the chemicals they have to put in to preserve it. You're better off to buy it yourself and make it. It was much easier.
Because I'd even said to Andrea, because I was doing this, I said I had to check to make sure I even had the ingredients in my kitchen, and everything I already had when it comes to making a vanilla cake.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I didn't have to go and buy anything special.
And all the other stuff you can get at the dollar store, you know, for, well, to make the body of it.
Actually, I'm gonna... You want to get the knife off the table normally.
If your children are there, yeah.
You won't need it again. But I, because I didn't bring an actual little knife to get it off.
For the icing.
Yeah, for the icing.
At home, we have all that stuff. It's just, you know, in Florida, you don't make these things that often, so.
I'm going to actually, I have to do this one side, but I'm going to show you another little trick. Actually, because you see what's happening right now is that my cake is getting all mucky with icing and cake, but I'm going to show you a trick that I've always done that works really well.
Should I wait?
Yeah, well, you can start icing, Andrea.
Okay, here goes.
So you take little strips of wax paper, and really that's what we should have done first. Underneath the cake, all the drippings will come on the wax paper, and then when you pull it off,
the cake plate
is nice and clean. So I still have a clean side right now, so I can show you. I haven't made bunny cakes in a while, but it was interesting when I was talking to people to say that I'd be making these bunny cakes. Nobody knew what that was.
I was quite surprised. I didn't, and I have made a lot of cakes in my time.
And you have kids.
And I have children, so I really never heard of a bunny cake or seen this.
And I can't even tell you, just one second, I can't even tell you where I found this out, Andrea, because I've been making it for so many years that I don't know where I got the design, I'll say. Well, the design.
Or where you, yeah. Huh. Okay. How you discovered it.
Yeah. But somebody should be getting credit for it because, I mean, there's so many talented people out there, and for the fact that this is just something that's so easy and creative for anybody that's not even considered themselves a baker to be able to do that.
Put it together.
Yeah.
Well.
That's the most work, is actually just getting it icened and icing, and then... the fun begins with the kids. And if you wanted to, you could even do that, get it ready for the kids up to that point.
Yes, so they can just decorate
it. And then they can just decorate it. I mean, you do
that. If they're little, yeah. If you have like 10-year-olds or so.
Well,
like, have you ever watched kids' championship, baking championship on TV? Whoa, some of those kids are amazing.
Talented. I mean, they're all.
And they love to be in the kitchen. So you have to gauge how your child is with doing
and
things.
The age
if they even want to do it. Some kids are like, yeah.
Because you know what's really cool? Oh, sorry, I'll just get that all off and hand that over to you.
Thank you. Okay.
Let's see.
Well, so far it's easy.
I gotta fix a little bit.
So
that part, if you wanted to, like I said, you could make that up in advance. And then you'd have all of your ingredients for the decorating out. And
so is this all we're using for the icing?
Yeah, I still need a little bit more. I found some bare spots on my bunny. I'm just going to take a little glob here.
Okay, it's coming along nicely, ladies. Looks pretty easy so far.
So, the good thing about it now, you've got to figure out what side you want your head to be. There we go. I think I'm good.
Okay. Just these rounded parts here that need a little extra love,
and just cover up that little bit of it. Sorry, I'm gonna tell her what to do. I didn't know she's noticing all that, but there's lots of icing anyway.
Domestic goddess.
Yes,
remember?
I know. Yeah, that's true. She does more of this than I do normally. So
exactly, but I haven't done one of these, so. Give credit where
and
credit.
I have to tell you, so when I was in the store buying jelly beans, unfortunately the package wasn't clear. Normally, I would find ones with yellow and pink.
Well,
in the jelly beans, but they've changed the colors now. So we
Did you have to improvise. The Easter section?
That's where I got them.
Oh, because I thought that I saw.
And then
some.
I saw one clear package that were all dark colors, so I didn't want that one. So I took a chance that these would have the colors I needed, and they don't. But well, again, it doesn't have to be perfect. But you know what I'm thinking?
We're just
why not?
Anyway.
Why not have a bunny with blue eyes? Doesn't have to be pink
exactly.
eyes.
Exactly.
We can have
and
blue eyes.
And you know what? People can put their own candy, whatever colors they want.
Yep.
This is what we were able to get. Okay, I think that's good enough.
Yeah, I'm just gonna move this off to the side because we want to make room.
I'm not entering a contest, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the worst side, I think.
Okay, so this, I'm just gonna remove all of this.
Oh, really?
No, this part, no, not the wax paper underneath, just this. Okay. Just to make some room here. So. Put that off to the side. And so the next thing we're going to do is we've got some. Now I would like shredded normally, but the grocery store only had flakes. So again, this bunny is going to have a flaky, but you just kind of put.
But maybe it looks good.
Oh no, any coconut will do.
So all over the whole thing?
Yeah, because
okay,
that's
give me
all
that
there.
Bag because that it's, definitely won't be enough.
You don't think so? Okay.
No.
And you'll use it.
We'll have some leftovers here, so just to make it nice, depending on how fluffy you want it.
Yeah. And again, you know, if you don't like coconut, you don't really have to, but I'm just doing this because that's the fur.
Yeah. What would a bunny be without nice fluffy white fur?
It's just that I know people who don't like coconut, and I mean, yeah, I love everything coconut, so.
But you know what? They can cut it off when you give them a piece.
Well, yeah, you don't have to eat the icing.
Exactly.
So
I'm making a really good mess here.
That's why it's really good to have the wax paper underneath.
Yes.
Because I haven't done it for so long, I forgot about that. Boy, look at that. It's starting to look like a bunny already.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things that normally you would do mm-hmm. is you have to make some ears. So we're just using envelopes here. And I'm going to show you just...
This is so cute.
I'm going to take two envelopes because I'm going to cut them at the same time so my ears are exactly got coconut. So what you're doing is you're just trying to have something that you can wedge into the cake. So you can draw them or you can just do what I'm doing and because they don't have to be perfect. But that's the thing that your kids can actually draw and then cut out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not using the back of the...
Sorry, I think it was out of the camera for a minute, but I wanted to...
But you can use, like, blank paper or whatever. Now, this one does, I didn't realize had color in, but it'll be on this side. So what you do is you take... I only have purple, I don't have pink. But if you have pink crayons or a pink marker, you just kind of color it in. And I'm just going to color it just, you know, a little bit messy here.
Back to kindergarten.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't have any crayons. And I actually had a pink marker, but I ended up... recently having to throw it out, and when I went back to the dollar store they didn't have pink this time, but it kind of looks like the inside of the ear. You see, they're not going to be eating that. So anyway, Andrew, you can you can do that. But
do what?
You know,
oh yeah, because you got
because what I did when I saw this at the dollar store, again, this is what I would normally do. And when this is done, sorry, I'm just going to show you, you would just have it folded, and then you would plop it into your rabbit. So it looks like a bunny ear. So Andrew's going to finish doing that. But what I thought I would do is just see what it would look like to have the bunny ears.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
And what I'm going to do is put some blue jelly beans for the eyeballs. Because you might not get, you know, this kind of thing. I just happened to, when I was getting the jelly beans, saw that and I thought, well, that's kind of cute. Let's try that.
Yeah, and you know, they have a lot of cute little things at the, you know, those stores.
Right. So now you're going to stick them up on where the ears would be. If that's your front, I don't know which side is your front. I'm just looking because you can see which one you prefer.
Does it matter where?
No. Well, okay. I mean, it's where the ears would be. You kind of judge that. So, and then you poke them in. And I'll put a little red nose because it was no pink for the nose.
I think doing like that kind of thing is better.
Well, it would be only because it is harder
to get
your ears
in. Okay, now.
But I've always had to do that.
Okay.
I've always done it with the paper. This is the first time I'm doing anything with the glasses because that's the first time I saw them in the dolly store. Now, normally, you would put a big...
We're round, really improvising here today.
You'd put a big round white marshmallow for the butt and right at the end, and you just put that right there. Because I didn't have any marshmallows, I'm just shoving for his pink tail.
Okay.
And then Andrea passed me the licorice.
Oh yes.
So we couldn't get the long stringy licorice. So what we did was I got Andrea cut up just some Twizzlers.
The Twizzlers.
Yeah. And then just, you know, whatever size you want. And it's just so that you can make some whiskers to go. And that might only end up sticking into the icing. It might not go into the cake, and that's okay too.
I'm gonna see if this works.
We're in between us.
Oh, you can have a lot of fun with this cake. Yeah, if you want to get your girlfriends together with a couple of glasses of wine, it might be a fun night.
It would be. Imagine bringing that home for the kids.
Could you pass me the whiskers?
Yeah.
Did you put her nose on there too?
Well, my nose is red.
Oh, okay. So I got to get a different color. I'll put orange, I guess. No, that won't stick out.
Blue, maybe.
Blue. I'll put a blue nose.
Because why not? It doesn't really matter, right? I actually one time for a church bake sale, I made two bunny cakes. Because, you know, if you do the cake mixes, you actually have enough to make two rounds. So anyway, I did that for the bake sale, and they were one of the first two cakes to go because they were just too cute. And over Easter, when the kids see that, they get excited, you know?
Of course.
And really, you can just, like Andrea said, have fun doing whatever you want with it.
You know what I'm thinking, Linda? What? If you had a bunch of people at your house and you wanted to do, could you use, you know, the half moons that we have in Canada?
Oh, the little ones.
The little
yes.
ones you could
and
make.
Individual bunnies.
Yeah.
That would be so cute though for everybody. Especially not only that, Andrea, but also when you're serving it, you made the individual everyone gets a little bunny cake.
Yeah.
Because wasn't there another one that you were saying about the cheesecake? And doing individual cheesecakes.
Well,
you could do that definitely with those little half moons.
That you buy in the store. And I love those half moons.
Boy, is that cute.
Now, isn't this adorable?
See that?
Yeah, now and that's cute.
I'm gonna get another little bowl. Or maybe I can do this, Andrea.
Yeah, take this paper. My bunny tail right between. Between the crackers.
Okay.
that was fun.
You can have fun with it.
That was fun.
But I'm just going to try to get my paper off.
Oh.
So that when you serve it, and if you have a cake plate, it's even better because they're flat all the way around.
Yes. You know, I always say cleanup is the worst part of it.
But isn't that fun?
Oh my!
And there you
goodness.
Go. A nice, easy bunny cake. And,
those,
how long did that take?
Those
Not very
cute
long.
Glasses are so cute.
But it was better for us because this is normally how I would make my bunny cake with the paper ears and the marshmallow butt. And because I have a little bit of a mess on my side. Mm.
I think that's adorable.
Isn't that nice?
Who's going to eat all this cake now?
I know.
It's like those cooking shows. I always wonder. where does all that food go after? When they have the competitions and the challenges, there's so much food.
Anyway, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Success in Women, and we hope you have a wonderful Easter with you, your family, your kids. Have some fun with it. Do something different. Make some bunnies.
Make some bunnies. Isn't that fun?
Until next week.
Have a great Easter.
Oh, but if you do like the show, remember to
like,
subscribe,
and please share.
Can't do it without you.
I think your friends would love to see this episode.
Oh, wouldn't they actually love for you to serve that?
That's true.
Anyway, till next week, ladies.
Till next week.